Law enforcement organized the sting after noticing a large amount of online interest in child prostitution on websites like Craigslist. Matt Rokas is a deputy chief for the Eau Claire Police Department. He says 9 men agreed to meet officers posing as children and were arrested.
These 9 individuals believe they were meeting with somebody who was in their early teens. So we're not talking about 17 or 18 years old. We're talking about school-age children they thought they were meeting.
This is the second child sex trafficking sting in Eau Claire in just over a year. 5 men were arrested in September 2013. Jody Emerson works with the regional nonprofit Fierce Freedom, which works to fight human trafficking. She says people don't expect child sex trafficking to be an issue in their towns because it's moved online and isn't always visible.
So it's very quiet, and if people don't see that it's happening right out in front of them, they don't want to think that it's happening. We like to think that we live in a safe little town.
Also, Emerson says these are not victimless crimes.
They'd like to think that, oh, this person's trying to make money, they're selling themselves, and that's very rarely the case. 90% of human trafficking is pimp-controlled prostitution.
Emerson says since the founding of Fierce Freedom and an increased number of stings, people are realizing human trafficking is a real problem in all parts of the state. She says that's a first step in working to shut it down. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.